what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
And welcome to the MG Show with a huge announcement last night. Donald J. Trump is running for president for 2024. I don't know how much more bigger of an announcement you guys were wanting or waiting for, but we're going to talk about a little bit of that as we move forward through the new campaign for Donald J. Trump. And before we go any further, let me just bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the MG Show. I want to thank you guys so much for being here. And wow, what an announcement we got from Donald J. Trump. He is not going to stop. He is going to continue. He's going to carry the America First agenda forward for you, for us, for the great patriots of America and the world to wake people up. We got 2 years of an unbelievable fight in front of us. I hope you guys are all ready, and we are excited on the MG Show.
We sure are. And I don't know if you guys all heard the speech from Donald J. Trump. It was amazing. We've got some commentary and, you know, proving Trump was right, especially about the China piece. I don't know if you saw that, but we're going to go over that. We're going to go over why people are disappointed a little bit and talk candidly about some of the stuff that people believed that didn't come true again and again and again. We could do all that clickbait stuff if you want us to, but we're not. People like drama. We're going to talk about it. And a lot of people are upset because they believe something that didn't and won't happen. We studied Q for 5 years, guys. We understand what's kind of going to happen. You know, we're not always wrong. We're always wrong until we're right, actually. And we just want to, you know, just give you guys a nice, you know, it's up to you now, guys. No military is going to come in and save you. In fact, you don't really want the military to come save you. You don't want this government to keep going the same way that it's going. We don't want continuity of a bloodline, crappy, stupid government that wants control over you. I mean, people don't understand about the pay sewers and the trust and how this government really is made. We offered to go on shows to talk about it. Nobody wants to have us on. I wonder why. We're going to talk about that. But first, we are not sponsored by Lucifizer, Shady Groove. We're sponsored by our great listeners, Rumble Rants. Thank you very much. MG.show/donate. MG.show/shop. drinkingwithpatriots.com. Check them out. It's a great book that you might want to get. drinkingwithpatriots.com. Fun for the holidays. Guys, thank you very much. And Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
And welcome back to the MG Show. Thank you guys very much for supporting us. mg.show/donate, mypillow.com/mgshow. Use code MGSHOW anywhere on mypillow.com or call 800-873-0478, 800-873-0478. Thank you very much, and let's get into it today, Shady Groove. We've got a lot to unpack here. We've got Donald J. Trump basically, you know, coming out and announcing, and there's a lot of people on Truth Social. And, you know, we even had a post from Doug Billings, and Doug Billings got us confused with another, you know, theory that didn't pan out, Shady Groove. And Q is not devolution. Devolution is not Q. John Harold will even tell you that. Patel Patriot, you know that. And, you know, we love the theory. It's a great theory, but, you know, it didn't pan out. He didn't drive up in a tank and release the military from Mar-a-Lago. I'm sorry. I'm saying it, guys. I'm saying it. It didn't happen, and it's not going to happen. Shady.
No, it didn't. And I was very disappointed at a lot of people last night at the announcement of Donald Trump running to be dismissing him running as a historic event. And the reason that I'm saying that right now is because I'd like for you to remember the historic event that was him coming down the escalator whenever he announced in 2015, and look at where you went in a very short 5-year period. Think about the history that will be looked back on 10 years from now, 15 years from now, to the moment where he announced that he would, in fact, put his family in jeopardy again to run for president of the United States. A matter of fact, doing something he does not have to do, by the way. I'd like to make that clear as well, because everybody, you've got to recognize what it takes for a person like Donald Trump to acknowledge to do what he's done for us already, much less what he's planning on doing in the future. And we understand Q, like Jeff was just saying, Q says we have it all. People are getting that very confused. We have it all means that we have the evidence. We have the information. We know that these people are corrupt, and we know that their corruption is systemic. We have to prove that in the court of public opinion. We have to do that together as a united front. That is the message I think that Donald Trump wants us to coalesce around. And I'm hoping that everybody figures it out here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, me too. And let's go to Doug Billings, because so now can we put an end to the phony QBS and the nonsense devolution? Why are you putting us in the same category? Q is not devolution and devolution is not Q. And that is a fact. Okay. And military is in control here. You know, that is a Q post. News unlocks map, Mr. Billings. And that has not unlocked. And all of that Trump will be back before 2020. That's devolution, not Q. Q has never said that Trump will be back before 2024. And there were National Guard troops all over various different states. Can we focus on reality? Believe it, for the Republic. Cheers, Doug. Now, he has some points now, but you guys are starting to see now devolution is being lumped into the Q movement. Devolution split we the media, guys. This is not a joke. It's not funny. It's sad. Although it could have remained. Listen to this. Nightly dose of truth. Anyone who sells the narrative that National Guard aircraft are over various states and will rescue us is a kook. Devolution is a sham, and you pay. And if you paid for it, Reddit, you're owed a refund. The military is not going to save you. The letter Q is a fiction unless it's used in innocently in a word followed by the letter U. How about F U? The Republic of the United States is designed by God to be run and led and managed by we the people. Believe it, for the Republic. Cheers, Doug. Doug, Q told us about the pay sewers and the family trust. We understand how this Republic has been usurped. Exactly, sir. You went out and put a 16-year plan graphic together, said that you did it. You did not do it. Q did it. This is getting beyond ridiculous, folks. I'm telling you right now that the Q movement has been split with something that rhymes with prostitution.
Doug Billings right there is right. Way off the mark.
Tina M. Till, don't buy into the hate and division. That's what the enemy wants. When you have all the things, stand, stop with the blackpilling. We the people are the storm. Amen. You know, and I'm not doing anything for hate and division. I'm pointing out facts.
Yep.
Shady Groove. I'm pointing out facts. Q is much different than devolution. Even Patel will tell you that. He hasn't read a single Q drop. It's a theory. And it didn't happen.
And Q is not a theory, by the way, just so that you know. The reason that we followed along with Q the way that we did is because Q proved it wasn't a theory by the mathematical impossibility of the connections that were drawn, not only between Trump, but between the administration and the things that were going on in the media and the world. These things were not coincidental that lined up and came together for us in real time as we were watching it. Q is Donald Trump. Q was set in motion by Donald Trump. They are connected. I would like to ask Doug Billings why Mr. Trump is reposting exact replicas of Q drops in memes the day before his announcement yesterday. If he is not talking directly to us, then who is he talking to? Is he talking to Doug Billings when he's making a Q meme post, or is he talking to all of you wonderful patriots and people out there that are actually doing something in the country other than sitting around pretending like someone's going to swoop in and save you like in a movie?
Yeah. Just the facts. Media says, let's focus on what's in front of us. It doesn't matter. Not worth the energy defending Q or devolution. Let's save our country and fix our election. Exactly. I agree with that. But I am not going to be lumped in with devolution, and I'm making that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Kash Patel. Devolution on the table, off, all caps, blocked, Patel Patriot. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not defending or anything. I'm pointing out that the Q movement has been split right before your eyes. Okay, Shady Groove.
People took the bait. People took the bait. People always want to take the bait. The propaganda, the things that look easy. Things that look easy are the most tempting for the human condition, and that is just common sense. And to think that, you know, that this was going to be set up, you have to think logically. What is going to happen? Donald Trump is going to initiate a military coup from Florida, from his mansion, against a country that just showed everybody that they voted like 50 or 48%, 49% Democrat. The optics would be absolutely destructive to the country, because the people that aren't on board or the people that aren't awake yet are not going to understand what's going on. And Q said very specifically early on, we are trying to save as much of the country as possible. This is not about destroying the country. This is about doing brain surgery and removing the systemic problems out of the, off the playing field one at a time. And that's what you've been watching happen over the last 5 years.
Yep. And somebody says that they want continuity of government. So do you want continuity of a bloodline government run by the bloodlines, set up by the bloodlines? Do you want that continuity? Or do you want to listen to what got Donald Trump elected, the speech that got Donald Trump elected? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a government run by you, a new government, not the same one. We don't want the same one, folks. Have you looked at our pay sewer research? Have you looked at Arabelle Advisors? That's what they're trying to save? No. But yes, that's what that would do. That's continuity of screwing you, guys.
Continuity of government was a plan put in place in the mid-70s to alter the government in case of some sort of nuclear strike on Washington, D.C., that they could reorganize the government in a different location. I think that they chose Denver. That location and that plan was so that they could keep the structure against you in place, the control mechanism, which are the regulatory agencies, FDA, FAA, USDA. All of these are regulatory agencies that are absolutely unconstitutional and that we are fighting against. And as a matter of fact, Jeff, Trump mentioned those agencies last night and said we were going to take them apart. I thought that was very encouraging.
Is that continuity?
No.
No. You know, so guys, you know, and SSGQ is here too. I mean, I don't want to put him on the spot or anything, but I'm willing to have a conversation with Patel Patriot about devolution that was written in the 70s and he just rebranded it. I mean, I'm telling you, we're at that point now. The Q movement has been split. It's sad. I love everybody that is, you know, over there on the other channel and whatnot. I love We the Media. I love being a part of this movement. But I just felt I had to say something because everybody on True Social last night was so disappointed that the military didn't get released from Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago, for crying out loud.
It was sad. It was sad what I saw last night.
Here's some of the quotes. Oh, it was a nothing burger. A nothing burger. Donald J. Trump announcing a run for 2024 is a nothing burger.
Sounds like a DeSantis supporter.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody that believed in something that wasn't true. Sounds like a Charlie Ward person. Sounds like a Doug Billings person. These people are sick. Anyways, we're going to move on, but I just wanted to make that statement that we're willing to have a conversation with you about it. Because it's bullshit.
Well, you know, I was straight on attacked by a lot of people and pushed aside and maligned by a lot of people because I made that point a few months ago.
Yeah, you didn't agree with devolution, and Patel Patriot acted like a shill and attacked you, and I stood up to you right in We the Media. He is now not part of We the Media, and he split our group, guys. He split us.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. All right, so that's the facts.
That was actually the most successful op run on Q that we know of. Devolution.
Yeah, I agree. Trump 2024 says Q ball. That's right. And guys, let's listen to this. I want to play you this little clip right here. China played a very active role in our 2020 elections.
Back on its heels. You've never seen that before. Because the United States was outdoing them on every single front, and China was paying billions and billions of dollars in taxes and tariffs. The farmers know that because they got $28 billion of it. No president had ever sought or received $1 for our country from China until I came along, and we were getting hundreds of billions of dollars. Many people think that because of this, China played a very active role in the 2020 election. Just saying. I'm sure that didn't happen.
Right? And I'm sure that didn't happen, Shady Groove. But it did happen. Here is the sauce.
The Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, wanted to vote in the U.S. election. Will they get away with doing so? The CCP has long been able to influence U.S. politics and has historically tried to co-opt both Republican and Democrat leaders. This time around, the CCP made no secret of its preference. It was determined to defeat President Trump. Right under our noses, China-backed American communists from Liberation Road, the Communist Party USA, Left Roots, and San Francisco-based Chinese Progressive Association, or CPA, worked together to defeat the CCP's most feared enemy.
And we have a relationship with the Chinese embassy. Like, we actually have so, you know, I've had to have various conversations with them about our positioning.
Left Roots comrades Alex Tom and Adam Gold, with Liberation Road communist Michelle Foy, Sarah Jarman, and Maoist Max Elbaum, led mass voter registration organization Seed the Vote, which organized 7,000 election campaigners to sign up hundreds of thousands of minority voters in battleground states.
We have to get into the electoral arena. And we have to build strength that we can be part of a coalition and help shape the nature of the electoral campaigns and the candidates who run.
Seed the Vote worked with Arizona's Lucha.
We were focused primarily on communities of color, and we were able to drive 8 million calls as a coalition. We were able to knock on over 1 million doors.
The New Florida Majority and Pennsylvania Stands Up, which openly takes credit for winning the state for Biden. In Nevada, the Asian Pacific Labor Alliance campaigned heavily for Biden. This organization was founded by pro-China communist Kent Wong. Michigan's Detroit Action is part of the network, as is Wisconsin's Block.
They're getting really, 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 really close to calling Wisconsin. Biden is up by 20,697 votes. And in 2016, Trump carried the state by 22,748 votes. So it's almost that margin is still the same amount, roughly, but just inverse. And that's due to the work that we've done.
The Allied Texas Organizing Project, formerly known as Texas ACORN, is led by Communist Party USA members Bernard Sampson and Reverend James Caldwell. Communist Party USA leader John Bechtel supported the New Georgia Project. In North Carolina, the Carolina Federation is led by Liberation Road communist Sodolo Diamana.
If we're going to govern society, we need to be talking to everybody, and we need to be thinking about what does it take to build a majority, and how do we build strategies and stories that can build that majority right now.
The model for this CCP influence operation is New Virginia Majority, which has built a close relationship with the state's Democrat leadership. New Virginia Majority is led by Liberation Road communist John Liss. The organization openly claims credit for flipping Virginia from Republican to Democrat by micro-targeting minority voters with sophisticated geographic information system precinct maps. These maps are generated by Liberation Road supporter Steve McClure, who works out of the geography department of Wuhan University, China. An American communist lockdown in Wuhan, China, is helping to flip Republican-held districts across the U.S. South.
We were really determined to defeat Trump. We were focusing on 7 states this year, and, you know, it looks like 6 of those went to Biden.
Pro-CCP communists influenced the presidential election in favor of Joe Biden.
We just got to stay eyes on the prize. Now, to attacks on China and defending China, to me, the main thing is we got to get rid of Trump.
Are those being registered to vote by Chinese front groups also being targeted for potential recruitment by the CCP? Foreign influence in U.S. elections is a national security issue. Consequently, it is illegal for foreign governments to be involved in any way with the American voting process. It is a crime for the Chinese Communist Party to try to pick our president. Designate the CCP a transnational criminal organization.
Boom.
Learn more at presentdangerchina.org.
That's right. Boom. presentdangerchina.org. It's a very good video right there. It's called Seeding the Vote. And let's not forget Connick, like was mentioned there in the chat. And you know, it's very, very amazing what's happened to our 2020 election. Now, what people don't get is that, oh, we need another 2 years, we're gonna die. Do you realize we have the House? So far, right now, we have the House of Representatives. What does that mean, Shady Groove? If we have the House of Representatives for the next 2 years, how do you get information on the record, Shady Groove? How do you do that?
Investigations. Presenting evidence.
Oh.
I was actually curious if you were going to play the China doesn't want Ron DeSantis to be president video next. I don't have one. Oh, huh, interesting.
No sauce on that. But if you look at his donors, maybe you'll see the real truth. Not that Ron DeSantis isn't a great governor, guys. We need to make sure we understand that, folks, okay? So, you know, we've got out on bail. ConnexU was required to keep voter data in the U.S. and provide it only to U.S. citizens. Instead, he stored it in servers in CCP China for the LADA's office. And no bail. And Catherine and Greg were provided the FBI all the information, and our community expanded on it, and Greg and Catherine went to jail.
For a
what
week.
Is wrong? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, literally, Eugene Yu was out in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. Well, not minutes. I think it was a little bit more than that.
It wasn't very long. It wasn't a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this is interesting, too. This is reread the drops will be extremely important going forward. We have the server where they got the PII data, Shady. I mean, this could be interesting.
Very.
Very interesting. So here's another one. Reread drops. We have the server from Sea to Shining Sea. Who has the server? Why does POTUS continually refer to the server? Future proves past. Future big meeting. Meaning, guys, think Twitter. Fake news. Prop arm of Democrats in deep states falling. Panic. Interesting, Shady. And then you've got the server brings down the House, Shady Groove. And that's in regards to that context, we think, Julian Assange. But could it be the Connex server with 1.8 million PII? And that's not all they have. They have pictures of your polling places. They have super administrative passwords. They're connected to every piece of the network in your voting. If they have poll pad, poll chief, you're screwed. They can change your votes. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump made mention of it yesterday in a way. Pretty interesting.
Well, I think that he made mention of a number of things that are our problems here in America. He also advocated for all paper ballot and to get rid of the machines and all of these different things. And I think that what patriots aren't understanding right now is what is going to happen in the next 2 years. We just took control of the House, just like what you were talking about, evidence and investigations. This is going to lead into the election. This is going to lead into the anomalies in Arizona. There's anomalies in New Mexico. There's anomalies in Nevada. There's anomalies in Pennsylvania. Lots of different things that are going on around the country that the people didn't think were really going on, because the media has screamed at as loud as they possibly could for 2 years now that there's no such thing as election fraud. There's no such thing as Donald Trump won the election. Even the Republicans are saying Donald Trump didn't win the election. That's why they're trying to get everybody on the record to stick a microphone in their face to say, do you believe the results or do you trust the results of the 2020 election, so that they can weaponize that later going forward? If you think the fight to get Donald Trump elected in 2016 was difficult for the Patriots, this is the fight. The fight is to get him back in there in 2024. And I'm making a call on every Patriot out there, every Patriot that can get up and get out and do something. This is your time. This is your country. This does not belong to the military. The country, again, does not belong to the military. The country belongs to the people. The people pay for the military, okay? The people are who selects the government. And the government has taken upon itself to do the selecting for you. That's a problem. And the conversation in every state about the integrity of that election needs to be heightened, needs to be elevated, needs to be amplified. Donald Trump has just told you last night that he is going to lead that charge. He said it 100% verbatim.
He did. And let's listen to this again, guys.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment.
Failed, corrupt political establishment.
With a new government.
With a new government.
Controlled by you. American people.
The American people. What part of that don't you understand, everyone? Here we go.
The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
That's pretty straightforward, Shady Groove. That's my president, and that is he's still not wavering from that. The deep state, they don't want him back. They're pushing to try to figure out how to make him, you know, not run for president. He signed the documents yesterday. Amazing. And he is Republican. It is Republican Party. There's a lot of weird FUD going out on that, too. But guys, I love all the comments here, and I can't tell them, I can't read them all because they're going so fast. But look at all of the people in this Rumble chat, Shady Groove, that have actually stood up and done something for their country. That's exactly what we're talking about. You are the one you've been waiting for. Nobody else, not the military, not Doug Billings, not even me, guys. It's you. And if we inspire you to get up and do something for your country, that then my job is done. God bless you, Shady Groove. I mean, we have a lot of great patriots here, and I want to thank each and every one of you for loving your country, to get involved, to become a poll watcher, to become a political committeeman for the Republican Party, watching the drop boxes. I mean, my God, patriots, I love you all. Standing up to your school boards, becoming active. This is what we need to do. We have taken our eyes off the ball for so long. It's time for us to take our republic back, Shady.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, it's very cool to like think back to whenever the two of us decided that we were going to do this show together. And at the core of what it was that we wanted the goal of the show to be didn't have anything to do with going over the cue drops. The goal of the show was to teach people that their country belongs to them. The goal of the show was to teach people that you can get involved hands-on in ways, in multiple different ways, depending on what suits you or what fits what's going on in your life or what's going on in your community. That is what the country is all about. America, and I said this last night, and I triggered a bunch of people last night, and if you're here with me today and I triggered you, I'm so sorry, but it's the truth. America is not a spectator sport, and Americans have been trained to be spectators of a sport as opposed to the participants in the sport. I want you to get your uniform. I want you to get in shape, and I want you to get on the field. It's not about sitting in the stands, everybody, and I'm just going to say this again to be very, very clear. Donald Trump announcing he's running for president is not, quote, splitting the movement, okay? People who are challenging Donald Trump as the leader of the party would be the ones you could consider are splitting the movement, if you want to call it that. But the reality of the situation is Donald Trump is our leader. He has proven to us that he can lead. He has proven to us he is vetted. We have watched him work for 4 years. We want him back for another 4 years. And I'm telling you right now, what he's going to do in the next 4 years that he's elected is not going to be anything close to what he had to do in the first 4 years that he was elected. We were on defense for 4 years. Now we are on offense for the next six. Hold on to your hats. Trust me, it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, absolutely. And Maggie Haberman today put out the New York Post. This is defense, guys. The Post and Murdoch know better than anyone that the biggest wound Trump can suffer is people not saying his name. New York Post, Florida man makes announcement, story on page 26. Look at this. Look at that. That's Donald Trump's announcement. Florida man announcement, page 26. That is their defense. They know that we are on offense, folks. You are on offense. Now, look at what we've got here. We've got Russian bombs hit Poland. Wow. Is this Russian barrage strikes Ukraine amid claims missiles hit Poland. Oh, my God. Russian missiles hit Poland. Oh, my gosh. Russian missiles strike Poland. But guess what, guys? It was just as we thought. It was Ukraine. So now can we stop sending them arms because they're hurting people in Poland?
That's a great idea, Jeff.
Huh?
Oh, my God. Right? No?
I mean, asking for a friend, you know?
Right.
So let's get into that really quick. You know, you've got, you've got this right here. Let me just go to this. Poland missile strike puts NATO on alert.
About this, NATO members who are in town on the island for the G20 blew off scheduled meetings so they could huddle privately about all this. And when they did, President Biden relayed to them what U.S. intel agencies were seeing.
Mr. President, it's too early to say whether this missile was fired from Russia.
There is preliminary information that contests that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is... It's unlikely in the minds of the two that it was fired from Russia, but we'll see.
And we are seeing Poland's President Duda says there are many indications that it was an air defense missile, which unfortunately fell on Polish territory. And then you've got the NATO chief calming fears of all out war in Europe.
We have no indication that this was the result of a deliberate attack. And we have no indication that Russia is preparing offensive military actions against NATO.
Things were pretty tense for a couple of hours as the West weighed whether or not to figure out if the military alliance needed to mount a military response.
The world that came together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to has chosen to escalate in Ukraine while we're meeting.
But the world did not come together because the joint G20 communique says most members strongly condemned the war in Ukraine. They say most members, not all members. There was a Russian delegation here, so even though it doesn't list exactly who was not on board condemning the war in Ukraine, we don't think the Russians signed on to that, Bill.
Hi, Peter. Good morning to you. Good evening over there. You know, one of the questions this morning is how the White House is responding to a political question that arose overnight as well. Former President Trump announcing that he is once again running for president. What does the White House say?
The president himself is talking about it, and his very brief response does not make it sound like Trump v. Biden 2.0 yet.
Do you have any reaction to that?
No, not really.
And he wants trips like this one to be about President Biden and the Biden foreign policy, not about Donald Trump. Right now, the current president is aboard Air Force One for the long flight back to D.C. via Guam and Hawaii. Back to you, New York.
Cack. You know, guys, you know, so they're saying it. So let's keep going, because, you know, what leaked, in my opinion, is this. Everything we discuss has been leaked to the papers. And that's not how the way the conversation.
If there is
sincerity, we believe in your part,
free and open and frank dialogue, and that is what we will continue to have. We will continue to look to work constructively.
So President Xi talking to, what's his nut, Shady?
Castro. I mean, Trudeau.
Trudeau, yeah. So basically the guy just got walloped by President Xi.
Would that be Xi saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself? It seemed a little bit like what his commentary was there.
Yeah. And so he is still, so the Canadian leader is still saying that it was Russia. Listen to this clown. Moreover, what happened a time ago happened today. We've been telling this. Terror is not limited to our national borders. It's already spread to the territory of Moldova. And today, Russia missile hit Poland. Wrong. You're wrong. And we should stop funding you, guys. I mean, look, your friends and family just killed two people because they support this in Poland. Ukraine executed a false flag on Poland so poorly that there was no chance to blame Russia without losing all credibility. Now the West is calling it stray missiles and an accident, adding that none of this would have happened if Russia didn't invade Ukraine. They are idiots. Idiots, Shady.
So it just so happened that missiles got launched into Poland on the day that Donald Trump was going to announce that he was running for president from Ukraine, trying to instigate a run-up to World War III, and Zelensky sitting there, who more than likely is the one guilty of trying to initiate the attack on Poland and blame it on Russia and pretending like it was Russia. Wow. Look at where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And here's Richard Haass. Richard Haass is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Listen to this nutbag, even though he speaks some truth.
We're going after infrastructure and civilian targets. Just a couple of minutes ago, Richard, the Polish president, President Duda, called this an unfortunate accident and not an intentional attack. This never made sense to you even yesterday that it was a Russian attack.
No, as Admiral Stavridi said, if you're going to do an intentional attack, if you're Russia, and you're going to risk taking on NATO, and by the way, Russia can't defeat Ukraine, why in the world would they take on NATO? It just makes zero sense. There's no way this, I thought, could have been an intentional Russian attack. I think the Poles look studied, measured, which is what you want to look here. NATO looks good. Ukraine looks a little bit too hot. The idea that the Ukrainians saying this has to be a Russian, it almost looks as if they wanted this to be something more. So I think that's unfortunate, and that won't help their credibility. Look, I think the only other lesson I take from this is anytime you've got a hot war, stuff happens, to use Mr. Rumsfeld's comment. The danger of escalation is somehow implicit, the danger of accidents. And again, it's the reason you don't want to fly off the handle. When stuff happens, just get the facts and make sure you're responding to something that was actual and, if possible, intentional. You don't want to have inadvertent escalation here. So there's a little bit of a lesson when something hot is going on.
But if it was so obvious to you and others, U.S. officials, even.
Yeah. Yeah. So he actually was right. It was Ukraine that did it. Now, yes, it hurts their credibility. In fact, it destroys their credibility. Shady.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. And I think that right now with this whole FTX thing that's going on, isn't it interesting how that's seeming up a little bit? People are like thinking about FTX over here, and they're like, wait a minute, what are you doing with the whole Ukraine? And then Ukraine is all of a sudden lobbing missiles into Poland, blaming it on Russia. Like, wait a minute, you know, like there are red pills happening around this story that are multidimensional.
That's right. That's right, guys. So, you know, we see it, guys. We see it. And we can only reelect Donald J. Trump, right, Joe Biden?
Get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump.
And we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, thank you very much for your viewership. We really appreciate you. If you want to write us a note, connect at mg.show. Go ahead and drop us a note. Also, Shady Groove, we're still going to be on Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device and say, tune in to redstatetalkradio.com. And we're also on rumble.com/MG show for the remainder of the 5 minutes that we got left. And we got another full hour after a 5-minute break. Shady Groove.
Man, I just, you know, like kind of wrap up a little bit about the discussion that we've been having here. And I'd just like to say, I saw earlier a couple of comments in the, you know, like, oh, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Let me tell you guys, this very early on in the Q drops, matter of fact, right here, let me read this. POTUS will not be addressing the nation on any of these issues as people began to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on military intelligence and state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? Now, Jeff, call me crazy, but does that right there say there's going to be a military coup that's going to come in and take over, that Donald Trump is going to wield to take down all of his enemies? Is that what, how you read into that?
Yeah, no. And, you know, we're not sure what the military is the only way is yet, guys. It has, the news has not unlocked that Q post. The news unlocks map. Well, it's that simple, JD.
And also remember the one post that said the United States military is the savior of mankind, okay? That's another one that's not been revealed. We do not understand those decodes. Just because that is saying that, what we think that this means is that we are using military intelligence, which is intelligence, counterintelligence, against the CIA / black hats. Okay, that's intelligence. Yeah. Both those intelligence things, guess what? They're not public. You don't see them. They're in the background, hidden. Spy versus spy. That's the world that you actually live in, not the optical world that you see. The media controls that optical world right now.
Yeah. And we are going to get into a little bit of the FTX on the other side, Shady Groove. We've got, okay. Yeah, let's check in with the resident in chief today. What's he up to?
By the way, I very much worry about this guy's biceps. His biceps are big as my calves. Look at this. There's a man. I hope we're on the same side.
Yeah, so he's Russian.
I don't care who he is. He's got some real biceps. We call them guns.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
That is a weak, weak man, Shady Groove. Oh, my God. He needs to take some testosterone with his whatever's keeping him alive. Shady Groove.
It was almost like he must have been looking at Tom Fenton.
It might have been Tom Fenton. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I want to play this as well, guys. This is awesome. This is a Twitter. It's an ad, and he found it. It's narrated by Michael Moore, and it's a Trump ad. We're going to play this, and then we're going to be back. Shady Groove. Check it out.
Okay.
I know a lot of people in Michigan that are planning to vote for Trump, and they're not, they don't necessarily like him that much, and they don't necessarily agree with him. They're not racist and rednecks, they're actually pretty decent people. And so I wanted to sort of, after talking to a number of them, I wanted to write this. And Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives and said, if you close these factories as you're planning to do in Detroit and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send it back, and nobody's going to buy them. It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states. You live here in Ohio, you know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not is kind of irrelevant, because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. The human hand grenade that they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they've lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years. They're stuck with the shitty Obamacare bronze plan where you can't even get a fucking Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless, they might be homeless, they might be fucked over and fucked up. It doesn't matter because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job, one. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class. So on November 8th, the dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big fucking X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives. Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Blow, Billy Bob Blow.
We'll be back, guys.
Hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90. The other slippers, My Slippers patented layers, make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to my promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Thank you.
9, 4, 3, 2.
Oh.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, The Matrix Groom Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
Uh-huh. Promise me whatever happens, I'll never give up.
I write rhymes and graffiti sincerely, religiously, practicing my religion lyrically. Holy Spirit MC, miss me with that R.I.P. mural of me. Pissing on the grave of tyranny. Will we be fearless freedom fighters miracling? What that sounds, such a sweet thing. Humper trafficking, catch your last string. Love child, keep a smile on your face and break down any wall that's in your way. I'll be there with you on any stage. Relationship past time and space.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
Money's not everything, some poor wedding rings. Leave the kids to deal with the severity of severing. Born in the image of heaven sent, man and miracle dust. Lullabies, mama's cries, judicial system and the almighty judgment collide. Eternal life provide, worth much more than an oil pipeline.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
Like my last one, and my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion.
My first one, like my last one. It's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. Treat my first one like my last one. And my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
Miracle Inc., JT Wild, Eddie Rapp Life with Tracy Beans. Get over there. It's on Amazon, iTunes. Get it. JT Wild with an E.com. That's a major patriot right there. Shady Groove, welcome back to our number two.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What a great day to play that, man. That just really gets me fired up here on a Wednesday morning on the West Coast. It's not morning for you.
Shady Hump Day.
Oh, Shady Hump.
Shady Hump Day. All right, so guys, we got that. Let me drop that link in there. I want you guys to all go over. Let me find. Jeez, I got windows on top of windows on top of windows. Shady Groove, I am like windowed. All right, so that's Miracling with Eddie Rapp Life, JT Wild, Tracy Beans. I'm going to drop the link over there. Tell them the MG Show sent you. If you got a YouTube account like I don't, go tell them the MG Show sent you guys. It's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, wow, Shady Groove, we've got so much happening. We've got, you know, all this stuff going on. Let me just read you. I'm going to read you a comment I just got. And we're going to dissect it because people were led to believe things that were theories and weren't true and clickbait. So my friend who said nothing burger about Trump's historic 2024 announcement, this is historic, folks. You know, when people run for president, that actually does make the history books. And that's proven. Is it or is it not? Like I can look up, you know, Richard Nixon, who ran against him, and I can probably find out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, there was somebody.
Mm-hmm. So that's history. Coming down the escalator, thumbing the deep state, taking our country back because he knows about the Pacer Trust. Donald J. Trump knows about the trust. But you guys haven't been paying attention, not you guys, but people have not been paying attention to what we've actually decoded from Q. There is a trust. It's called United States of America and Body Politic. That's what we're getting out of, guys. That's what he is trying to bring back to you, the American people. Okay? And, you know, we get, you know, all this little slide crap happening in between us so people don't see what we have to say. You know, we're right on the money, guys. We've been over the target since we've started, hence the attacks on us. I don't see people attacking the other said person we're talking about like they're attacking us. Why is that?
I don't know. Why is that?
All right. So nothing burger was probably a bad choice of words. We all pretty much knew Trump would definitely run again. So in a sense, him announcing it was not a surprise. I felt my heart and soul and gut that he'd run again. Got it. That's good. My thoughts were along the lines of if he announces a run, he admits he lost and lack of concession is moot issue. Well, Hillary Clinton didn't concede 2016 and she ran. What does that matter?
It kind of doesn't. No.
Okay. I think what all of the devolution people, myself included, were hoping for is we got the fraud, which we do. We have the sauce, which we do. We are now going after bad actors, Space Force evidence, National Guard in 14 states. The elections were monitored at the highest level. We now have four election cycles on fraud in a six-year period. Game on. I agree with that, but that has nothing to do with devolution. That has to do with a Q post, and I'm going to go forward and find that for you in a minute. Also, Melody asked people to screenshot the available internet Wi-Fi connections inside and outside the voting locations. This is proving the amount of additional connections once inside the buildings. In reality, who are people going to vote for? Q said the military is the only way. Add Brazil issue into the whole mess, and yes, our hopes were high for an intervention. We can't do that until we have control. Do you realize that we have the House now? Shady?
I thought you weren't done. Are you done reading?
I'm not reading now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that you were finished.
But you know, Shady, what I want to do then is point out this Q post. Let me grab it real quick. Q post 3387, Shady Groove. Let's see if, you know, Q told us anything about, you know, what we're talking about. 3387, Shady. Okay. 3387 is this. Listen very carefully again. And we listened to this, Shady.
Our movement.
Did we not listen
is about
to this?
Replace-
okay. We listened
yes,
to that.
We did.
Listen very carefully again. Note past 2 years. That would be 2017, start of Q post to 2019. Got it?
Got it.
Note next 6 years. That would be 2019 to 2025. Capiche?
Got it.
You were told what was going to happen. You were told what battles we face. Strategic, pre-planned, Patriots in control, Q. Again, note past 2 years, 2017, Q starts. That would bring us to 2019. 2017 plus two is what? 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the next 6 years, Shady, after that, so you take 2019 and add 6 years, would that be 2025?
Yes, sir, it would be.
Q proof.
And that would be the year that Donald Trump would retake office, January of 2025. So that Q post, that decode gave you an outline of the plan and what we were looking at going forward. It did not say in that plan, somewhere in the middle of that 6 years, the military is going to step in, take over the country, initiate a coup, and put a bunch of people in Gitmo. It didn't say that anywhere in that post. It said right. That this is a fight and the battles that we face are going to be uphill. And it was trying to get us ready for that uphill battle.
That's right. And let's go over it one more time, Shady. Listen very carefully again. Did we or did
our movement?
Let's listen to the first couple.
It's about replacing
a
failed and
failed.
Corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
So it's a new government controlled by you, the American people, correct?
Correct. Not the old government that is actually a trust and a contract. That contract, it seems to me, would be what we would need to break to have our, quote, new government.
Right. So note the past 2 years, 2019 minus two, 2017 to 2019. The next 6 years, 2019 plus six is 2025. You were told what was going to happen. You were told what battles we face. Strategic, pre-planned, Patriots in control. Q. It's that simple. Guys, there's the post one more time. Shady Groove. I mean, it's that simple.
And I'm going to call out a few right now. The Simon Parks of the world, the Juan O. Savins of the world, the Michael Jacobs of the world. These are people that ran with these similar narratives to devolution, trying to distract you from what Q's message was. I'd like to point you back to when these people came around. None of those people were anywhere around. Scott McKay, those people were not around at all during any of what Q was doing. As a matter of fact, they showed up at the end of Q. They showed up whenever Donald Trump, at the 2020 election is whenever they all came to the conversation, and they all came with all this garbage telling you all this stuff about, military's going to step in. There's going to be a coup on January 21st. They're not going to actually inaugurate Joe Biden. All of this nonsense. March 3rd. Notice the media running with all of these exact same narratives against you that these people that had nothing to do with Q brought to the conversation to try to intermingle with what it was we were already in the process of doing.
Yeah. Very interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was very good timing.
Yeah.
Almost like they were attacking Q, right? And President Trump.
Imagine that. Maybe that's what was happening.
Well, I mean, you know, what happened with this whole Secretary of State thing that Juan Osavin was doing? That didn't work. That was a complete BS.
He's working with Media Matters on that one, apparently. It looks like just came back on. Okay, yep, got it. Started listening about attacking us. The radio feed went and the phone went off. Okay, it's back. That's Design Pro. How you doing, brother? Good to see you. Hope everything's well with you. Thank you very much. We've got so much happening. You know, we need to let the investigations, because, you know, once we have the House control, there's going to be investigations. It's not going to be like how it was when Trump was president, when they, the Democrats, had the investigations. We get to have them now. That's the part that people are missing.
And guess what, Jeff? We're going to do them right. We're going to do them bipartisanly. We're going to set up and put the committees in order the way they are supposed to be to make them legitimate, not like what they did with this January 6th thing. Very interestingly, that this whole January 6th timing is happening right now, where they're saying they had up to 20 FBI agents inserted into the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, 20. And Christopher Wray was asked directly yesterday by Congressman Higgins, specifically, were there any confidential human sources dressed as MAGA inside the Capitol before the breach? And Christopher Wray would not say no. He should have just said no. He wouldn't say no. He started fumbling around and acting like, oh, well, there's all this stuff with confidence. We can't really tell you. He's like, why can't you tell me now? It's 2 years later. Guys, this is all a setup. And a lot of these people that brought these weird narratives into this participated in this setup for January 6th.
So here you go. This is the Gateway Pundit right here, Shady. This is 11 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th at the Capitol. Oh my gosh. I lost control. There it is. Okay, there it is. Okay. Couldn't find my oh, look at that. I just went black.
You went blank.
There we go. Now I see you. Every time
now I see you. Pundit,
oh my gosh, what is this?
It's an
Do I really have to? Come on. All right, there we go. So here we go. Look at these people, Shady Groove. Where's this guy, right? Right, right. So the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys and their informant exonerated by the Proud Boys of any conspiracy. So this is Kara Castronova released the whistleblower documents, text messages, and audio transcripts of the FBI James Knowles' communication with his FBI handlers on January 6th. The evidence exonerates Trump supporters and the Proud Boys of any conspiracy or planning to storm the U.S. Capitol, to enter the U.S. Capitol, or to overthrow official proceedings. Shady.
How can you be stopping a terrorist event and participating in the terrorist event at the same time? Wow, this does overlay some other things that have happened in the past, doesn't it?
Yeah. So fact two, the FBI was recruiting men and women to infiltrate the crowds and work as operatives prior to January 6th. We've had him on our show. That's Jeremy Brown. Jeremy Brown's a hero, and he's still in prison. Fact three, FBI wiretapped friends and family members, including children, to spy on January 6th protesters. There's the article. Luke Robinson, armed J6 protester with earpiece, dropped from FBI most wanted list. Shady Groove. #GingerGun.
Well, why would they do that?
Well, Shady, I don't know. Fact five, at least 20 undercover FBI and ATF operatives and three undercover police officers were running operations in the crowd on January 6th. The FBI finally admitted this September 21 to the New York Times, that they were running informants and operatives inside groups attending the January 6th rallies in Washington, D.C. And why can't Ray just say, yes, we did? It's public knowledge. In fact, one of the first protesters inside the Capitol was an FBI informant. What a surprise, Shady.
Surprise, surprise.
Fact number six, Ray Epps, Shady. Where is Ray Epps?
Arizona.
Yep, he disappeared from the list.
Yes, that's a nice seven, ranch.
Disappearing feds from the FBI list. Meet Megan Paradise, another J6 infiltrator. The Ray Epps female clone caught on megaphone directing Trump supporters to the U.S. Capitol broke into lawmakers' office, filmed a room, and has not been arrested. Why is the FBI not followed up on several violent protesters that were caught on video? This is from Bobby Powell. We've had him on the show. Fact 8, DOJ finally admits that they were running confidential human source inside the Oath Keepers organization on January 6th. And that was a week before the trials, the J6 trials. They know it. Fact 9, former DEA agent was pressured to go inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th by an informant friend he was with. Interesting. Fact 10, the FBI admitted in November 2022, they were running at least 8 informants inside the Proud Boys in the months leading to January 6th. Shady Groove, New York Times article. Was the FBI leading the insurrection, Shady Groove? Fact 11, January 6th was an intelligence operation run by the U.S. government against the people of the United States. I rest my case.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, you had a January 6th committee. The January 6th committee didn't call any of those people up. The January 6th committee didn't look into any of the known. We have video, everybody, of infiltrators looking like Antifa, dressed as MAGA, inside the Capitol before the Capitol was breached, passing around sticks and weapons to one another. Broom handles and boards and bats and all this other stuff. They were moving it through the window. We got video of that. January 6th didn't have the video of that. And I think that this dovetails a bit, Matrix, with what we were talking about earlier, the investigations. Well, do you think that we can now have a House investigation into what really happened on January 6th and get some of these people up there to testify? I think if we get a different leader than McCarthy, we might be able to accomplish that.
Yeah. And dude, I loved when Donald Trump came out last night. Do you hear the people singing the songs of angry men? That was amazing. And that's from Les Mis, right? And it appears that 3.8 million people tuned into RSBN. 3.8 million. Yeah. And then Newsmax, Fox played not the full thing. They played most of it, but not all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was interesting, too, because I was monitoring the Fox feed. We were listening to it, but I was monitoring the Fox feed. And right when Donald Trump started talking about his energy policy, Hannity cuts it and starts going to talk to Britt Hume. When Trump is announcing Vinyl Vixens, right?
Especially Vinyl Vixens. Yeah, that's funny.
That's more important than Trump policy.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, did you see this yesterday, Shady? I'm sure he can make it up the stairs, right? Dang. Oh, man. There was one more stair. You just had one more stair.
Just one more to go.
And this is from Tommy Robinson News. Trudeau is still blaming Russia. We talked about that earlier. Somebody wanted the sauce. I've got it.
The British Prime Minister and I spoke with President Zelensky. We conveyed our condolences for the terrible loss of life as a result of Russian attacks. We stressed the importance of a full investigation into what happened in Poland, and we made it clear that Putin's invasion of Ukraine is ultimately to blame for this violence.
No, it's not, Castro.
It's a Ukrainian-built missile. It's not Russian.
Did Ukraine build it? I don't know.
It was actually the one pictures that came out. It was marked as the pieces that were laying there were, you know, it was a Ukrainian munition
that we gave them, or did they build? I mean, that's a huge thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It had markings on it that showed it was not American. Whether or not we built it and put those markings on it, I'm not to say.
Right. Gotcha. By the way, we got GEMCOMs tonight, changing of the old guard. This is more C93 stuff queued up. You can buy them a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/GEMCOMs with two M's. And just get over there and watch them tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on this same Bat channel, right here, Shady Groove. Now, let's look at a little bit about what's happening and what's being reported in regards to FTX, Shady.
All right.
What are lawmakers saying about future regulation and their colleagues' connections to FTX?
Stuart, they say Congress needs to act. They think the SEC dropped the ball on this after reports that FTX's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, gave millions to Democratic candidates, campaign committees, and political action groups. According to Open Secrets, Bankman-Fried gave millions of dollars to these groups, making him the second largest donor of the Democratic Party. Bankman-Fried handed over $37 million to Democratic causes, and he pledged to spend a lot more. Back in May, Bankman-Fried said in an interview he would give up to $1 billion in the general election to Democrats if former President Trump were running. But now the money, it seems, has run out, and top Democrats on Capitol Hill want answers. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Sherrod Brown telling Fox that they need answers, and he thinks FTX should testify to explain the collapse of this crypto empire and also where the money that was spent came from.
For 2 years, the regulators, until the Biden administration, the regulators invited them in, these crypto companies, and we've seen the damage they've caused. We will aggressively do oversight here. They need to be held accountable. I think that a whole lot of them have to explain what they've done.
But some are asking Democrats who got their hands on this cash if they will give it back. Dozens of congressional candidates benefited from the crypto founders' now tainted cash. Most of it was funneled through a political action committee called Protect Our Future, which received over $27 million from the founder. The Daily Beast reached out to over 25 lawmakers that received money. Some said they'll give the money to charity. Others said they spent it to boost other Democratic candidates. And some simply aren't saying anything at all. I got an opportunity to ask Chairwoman Maxine Waters on her way into this hearing if she thinks Democrats should give the money back. She told me she didn't want to get into it, but that Republicans also got some of this money too.
Oh, so you know what? If you benefited, step down from Congress right now. You're not going to regulate stuff you benefited from? What the hell is going on, Shady Groove?
It's a big, big, big conversation that we are getting ready to be able to have, that the American patriots, the people in America, are getting ready to stand on a moral high ground and say that this money should not be allowed into political campaigns, and to put pressure on the politicians that utilize this money to get elected and shame them in public for it. This the United States elections should not have any money from any foreign influence at all. I don't think it should have any corporate money from American companies either. But that is not what the Supreme Court decided a while back, which was absolutely garbage decision, by the way. But the reality is, we can show you that the foreign billionaires are doing this. They are sponsoring this Mark Elias freak that is levying lawsuits against your country every single day. Where do you think this guy is getting the money? Foreign billionaires. But instead, everybody wants to talk about a military coup coming to save everyone. This is the conversation. Corruption is the conversation, not a military takeover of the country.
Right. And, you know, this is a pattern. Bernie Madoff, Shady Groove, Ed Buck, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Sam Bankman-Fried, or whatever his name is, whatever. Guys, it's a pattern. It's not stopping. They haven't stopped it. They won't stop it.
And it must be a coincidence that the two largest Ponzi scheme scams in America were by a guy named Bankman and Madoff. Just saying.
And Madoff, Buck, Epstein, Weinstein. So you got Bankman, Madoff, Buck, Weinstein, Epstein? I don't know, Shady Groove. It's interesting, though.
It's a lot of them.
It is. Now, you know, queued up show tonight, GemCom 7 p.m. is talking about the old guard. We have Q posts that say this: you're watching the destruction of the old guard. What does John Solomon say last night?
And say, so I'm going to solve that. Tomorrow, his two predecessors, Barack Obama and George W. Bush, you know what they're going to be rallying for? Creating a disinformation censorship operation in America. They have disinformation rallies. I'm not making this up. Tomorrow, what a contrast. One wants to infringe speech. The other wants to free up the incredible economy and security of America. I think that's going to only further the narrative that Donald Trump still has a swamp to fight.
So the Uniparty, the dinosaurs, want to hold on to their last bit of power and try and stop Trump and beat him up. John Solomon, great insight as always. We appreciate it. We're going to now bring in Grant
Stanton. The old guard, Shady Groove.
Yep. Systematic destruction of the old guard is what we are doing. We're not. Yeah.
No, and I want you to listen to this, too. This is huge from last night.
This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
Our campaign, guys. Let me just see if he continues.
Because the only force strong enough to defeat the massive corruption we are up against is you, the American people.
Wait. He said it was us, the American people. I thought it was something totally different that everybody's believing.
Oh, no. I think it's us, the American people.
Gotcha.
Us, our movement. We, the people, not those, the government, not the ones that they have selected for you. And that's another thing I saw a lot last night of like, oh, how's he going to get elected in 2024 if what we saw in 2020 and 2022 were stolen? And I'm like, what about the prior 50 elections, midterm president? Go back 50 years, every 2 years, go back. What do you see there? Constant integrity issues in your election. Nancy Pelosi isn't winning her district. She is cheating. Gavin Newsom isn't winning California. He is cheating. These Democrats didn't win all these districts around the country. They used the fake vote that barely matched the vote that you guys went out and made. In other words, you've already went against a corrupt system and you took the House right out from underneath them. That is what we needed to do. We needed to get that power of the purse strings away from these incessant fools so that we could slow their roll. And their roll is going to be slowed because of the propaganda coming out of Ukraine is actually getting play. And this FTX thing is absolutely ridiculous. And that's getting play. That's in the media right now. They're talking about it. That's a win for us.
I want to address just the facts media. It doesn't matter, Shady. They have Dominion machines and mail-in ballots. Okay. We have the House and we can do investigations for the next 2 years.
Boom.
Okay. So this journey will not be easy. In fact, this sounds like a shout out to Q Team.
The journey ahead of us will not be easy. Anyone who truly seeks to take on this rigged and corrupt system will be faced with a storm of fire that only a few could understand. Right?
Air Q?
Us few understand. Do you 17 in the comments, if you understand the message of Donald John Trump, please, do you get it? Are we coming through? Checking, McFly, are we working here? The message is to you. The mic check. The message is to you, not to the establishment. He's not talking to the establishment. He is talking to you, the people. He is trying to inspire you. It's funny because I think that a lot of people are confused because they're not used to seeing what I would consider a strong leader in any position, in any part of their life, even maybe in their kid's baseball game. You're not seeing strong leadership, so you don't really know what it is when you see it. It's kind of like off-putting. Donald Trump is a very, very strong leader, and he's setting an example that an example of shoes that other people can stick their feet in and play the exact same game. If you get out there on the political stage and play the America First game and you mean it, you can't be defeated. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome what Queued Up said the other morning whenever we were talking. He mentioned, isn't it going to be great whenever you have two pro-America candidates that are running, so you have to choose between which one is more pro-America? Think about that environment and how unbelievable that would be. That's the future we are painting because of the people we're bringing to this conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. And look at what's happening with the Penguin.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
How long?
We're pushing 35 million, maybe even more than that, maybe even close to 40 million at this point. We know that 6 or 8 million have come in the last year or maybe 2 years alone. Think about 6, 8 million people pay $5,000 to $10,000 a piece to the cartel to get here. You want to know who's winning? The cartel is who is winning. They now control pretty much all of Mexico.
Look at this meme sheet.
And a lot of people don't. Oh my God, that is good. A lot of people don't realize that the cartels and the drug war and the cartels are part of your quote unquote shadow government as well. Okay, yeah. So the cartel issue is connected to the same people that are in your elected office, i.e., Schumer, Pelosi, Newsom. Lots and lots of past family history connected to the cartel in that region.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we got a long ways to go, guys. You know, this is not going to be easy, folks. The next 2 years are going to be a lot of work for you, for us. We've got a lot of reporting to do. Just the facts, ma'am, not stupid theories. I tell you guys, we have to report the actual facts, folks. I mean, you know, maybe our viewership won't be as big as the ones that are all drama and, oh, this is going to happen and it's the only way and this and the other thing. But I'm sorry, we're not going to do that. We're going to be, the truth is learned, it's never told, and we're always wrong until we're right. And it's sad. I don't want to be right, Shady Groove. I'm tired of being right.
Well, the path we chose is a just path, and the path that we chose together, everyone. We have an idea of understanding what is provable and what we can prove, and we can figure it out pretty quickly, but we don't go into it believing what is put in front of us. I don't care. Donald Trump put stuff in front of us that I went to vet to make sure was real. It's like I don't take anybody's information without criticism. Or skepticism, matter of fact. And I think that's what's great about the two of us together is our ability to criticize and be skeptical, it really does get us to a good point with understanding.
It does. And, you know, tonight we've got George. Who is it? Obama and who?
Bush?
Mm-hmm. You kidding me? No. Before we do that real quick, I want to just read this for you. This is a Q post, guys, and I'll bring it up on screen. This is Anon asks, I see what's happening, but I would like to see you guys doing something about it already. We know all of this. We are helpless to it all. So the real question, Q, is, do you see what's happening? Fear not. We are not helpless. Enough must see. It's the only way. You are being presented with the gift of vision, ability to see clearly. Trump used that last night to see clearly. Ability to see clearly what they've hid from you for so long, illumination. How are we going to do that, guys? We're going to do that with house investigations, maybe? Their deception, dark actions on full display. People are waking up in mass. People are no longer blind. Do you think it's a coincidence they banned and prevent you from attending church, house of worship? Anti-American, anti-God. One must only look to see. Have faith in humanity. Have faith in yourself. Let light guide you. Find peace through prayer. Biblical cue.
Great one. Great one to read there. And he said so many different things to you last night. He said directly, we can't have, we need a lifetime moratorium on people that serve to be lobbyists. We need lobbying and the money out of the system, he said. He said, we need to get rid of these institutions, these regulatory institutions that are choking the life out of the American people. Those are things that I want. Those are things that nobody else that's pretending that they're going to be running for candidate even begins to mention. As a matter of fact, Brett Baer decided to bring out Mike Pence yesterday to attack Trump and to act like this guy literally came on Fox News yesterday and said to the public that out of all the people that he's talked to in 35 states of his quote unquote campaigning, the number one thing that people say to him is that they want someone other than Trump. That's what he said last night on Fox News. You think that's real? You think that's true? Do you think Mike Pence is telling the truth whenever he says that to you? Do you see that around you? Do you see that around MAGA? People say, oh, well, we loved what Trump did, but we don't want him anymore. I haven't heard that from a single real live person. I hear it from jackasses on Truth Social, but I haven't heard it from a single live person that I know that supports Donald Trump, because it kind of doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they don't want him to run. Remember, no, Pence was put into Donald Trump's as a running mate by the GOP. He could have done the right thing. He didn't. And he acted like he had no balls on public TV with that interview. He disappointed everyone, Shady Groove.
And I'm going to throw a little bit of cold water on the narrative out there that Donald Trump's going to bring Ron DeSantis in as his vice president. You can't have a president and a vice president from the same state. So that's not going to happen.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's very interesting. All right. So, again, let's go back to Obama and the Bushes. They're coming out tonight to talk about disinformation, correct?
Are they going to play the lady that does the little song?
No. No. I'm going to play this. Maybe.
Maybe.
Look at what's happening to my computer.
Where'd it go? Come back.
Okay, let me play it over. Here
to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
You see that, Shady Groove? And this guy's going to talk to you and the American people about disinformation when he's all about it?
It's his favorite thing.
And Shady, I mean, listen to what he said. I mean, look at all the conspiracy-thizing. I can't remember say it how he said it, but look at what he said, guys. It's happening in our movement. And you need to be researching and learning for yourself. Don't be told. Shady Groove, we got this. This is a graphic that You See Nothing made today about Arizona. This looks correct. So 99% of the votes counted for the treasurer. The treasurer, Kimberly Yee, won by 55.7 to a 44.3%. Guys, that's about 12%, right? Roughly?
Mm-hmm.
Or 11%, roughly? And that's what Carrie Lake was polling over Katie Hobbs, 11. So look at this. So now you got the governor and you got it almost tied. So you're telling me that the majority of Arizonians vote split tickets? A majority vote split tickets?
It happened in Oregon too.
Not saying that people don't, but it seems a little sus to me. That's a hat tip to You See Nothing on that. But there's a lot of shenanigans.
I'm saying that people don't. The amount of people that vote split ticket is probably less than 2% total. I mean that's going back for your elections, and a lot of that percentage that would even be the split would be people, because people will pick, you know, it's not necessarily highlighted if you're a Republican or a Democrat on a school board or a judge, so that kind of conflates the percentages there a little bit. But very, very rarely does someone vote for a Democrat governor and a Republican senator. That is just unheard of.
We will make America great again.
Don't you ever be sad.
I'm dancing, Jeff.
Then I'm the man. When the day comes and you are down, and I'll be in trouble, and I'm about to drown. Just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming.
So I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. That is a historic announcement. There is no Speaker of the House. That's gone. We can move on from that now. There was no military coup suggested from Mar-a-Lago. He didn't drive up in a tank. Guys, you got to get behind your president, and you need to get active like a lot of you are right here on the MG Show. And I'm so proud of each and every one of you that are active in your community. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Get active. Do something. You guys are amazing. So much noise out there. This is my home for real information. Lisa Blair. Lisa 17 Blair. $17. Thank you very much for that. We are funded by you. We're not funded by the Lucifizer, Shady Groove. And we just try to bring real, honest reporting, Shady. This is another one from Donald J. Trump's timeline. Let's check it out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think Pete and the governor had it exactly right. This is our campaign. That is the key line, Sean. I think of the great coaches. The great coaches are the ones where their athletes know that coach puts their athletes' interests first. That is exactly what President Trump has done for the American people. When you've been to these rallies, these huge rallies, and President Trump has a great line. He says, "The left comes after me because I'm fighting for you." His audience knows that. His supporters know that. There is a bond. There is a relationship that forms. And so that very first line, which is America's comeback starts today, That is what this is about. And that is why so many people are attracted to this guy and how he fights for this country, because they know he puts their interests first, their family's interests first, and America's interests first. And that is what matters more than anything, especially now with what we've seen from Joe Biden and the left.
So that's a I cannot stand how they do this on Rumble, on True Social. But did you hear that? It's you guys. And I should get over myself, Shady Groove, according to Lowe, whatever his name is. I should get over myself because apparently I'm happy and proud of people that are getting out and doing stuff for their country, Shady Groove.
Well, they were screaming at me last night, too, about me being arrogant. And I'm not arrogant, guys. We could literally bring this clickbait garbage nonsense into our environment and amplify it if we chose to. We choose not to because we can't prove it. We choose to only present things to you that we can prove. It's called integrity. It is not called arrogance. It's called integrity. And that is what we are trying to do. And the reason that we are doing it belligerently is because of the message Q gave us. Q did not beat around the bush like other theories do. Q was very direct in what the statements were and what the corruption was and what we would be focusing on going forward. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface with Uranium One, Rosatom, Hillary's connection with getting uranium into Ukraine, into Russia, into North Korea. And now all of a sudden, North Korea is acting like they're firing off weapons again. We understand who's really controlling North Korea. We understand who's really controlling China, okay, everybody? And it is the globalist order who wants to destroy everything that you deem sacred, everything that you deem valuable here in America, whether it be freedom of speech or freedom to protect yourself or the ability to own property, any of those things, all of those things are under direct attack. We're here to defend those narratives from the echoes of BS. And that's what our job is. It's not arrogance. It's the truth.
Echoes of the chamber. Well said, guys. And let's leave you guys with a little bit. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Friday, we have Greg for Flannel Friday, Greg Phillips. But guys, get up, do something. We love you. Donald J. Trump, 2024, Shady. Q, what is it? Gemcoms tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here on MG Show channel, rumble.com/MG Show. Shady Groove, another one in the books, Shady Groove. God bless you. It's you. You are the one you've been waiting for. God bless you, Shady.
God bless all of you patriots out there. Thank you for fighting, and thank you for standing in the gap.
Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way. You have strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. So your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Your impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Your mood swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, deep soulful insight when you're low. Been diagnosed with a disorder? That's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast, underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries, innovators, revolutionaries, procrastinators, and drama queens, activists on the social scene, space cadets, mavericks, philosophers, and derelicts.
business suits, flying fighter jets, football stars and sex addicts, celebrities with ADD, alcoholics who seek novelty, first responders, prophets and saints, mystics and JJJs. We are the same, you know, 'cause we're all affected by the way. We are all the same, you know, 'cause we're all attracted to the flame. You know in your heart there's a natural order, something more sovereign than any man-made rules or laws could ever express. This natural order is called the Way.
The Way is the eternal substrate of the cosmos. It guides the very current of time and space. The Way is known by some as the will of God, divine providence, the Holy Spirit, the implicate order, the Tao, reverse entropy, life force. But for now, we'll simply call it the Way. The Way is reflected in you as the source of your inspiration, the source of your passions, your wisdom, your enthusiasm, your intuition, your spiritual fire, love. The Way takes the chaos out of the universe and breathes life into it, giving it divine order. The Way, when expressed by the mind, is genius. When perceived through the eyes, is beauty. When felt through the senses, is grace. When allowed into the heart, is love. Most people cannot sense the Way directly, but then there are the Wayseers, the keepers of the flame. Wayseers have an unexplainable knack for just knowing the Way. They sense it in their very being. They can't tell you why or how they arrived at the right answer. They just know it in their core. They can't show their work, so don't ask. Their minds simply resonate with the Way. When the Way is present, so are they. While others are blind to it, and society begs you to ignore it, the Way stirs you inside. Neurological repression blocks most people's awareness of the Way. Censoring all thoughts and impulses from the unconscious is their prefrontal cortex, the Gestapo of the brain. Nothing which violates its socialized programming even gets through. But your mind is different. Your mind has been cracked wide open to the Way by some miraculous genetic trait, some psychotropic chemical, or maybe even by the will of your own soul. Your brain's reward pathways have been hijacked. Dopamine employed to overthrow the fascist dictatorship of your prefrontal cortex. Now your brain is free of repression. Your mind free of censorship. Your awareness exposed to the turbulent seas of the unconscious. Through this open doorway, divine light shines into your consciousness, showing you the Way. This is what makes you a Wayseer. 90% of human civilization is populated with those whose brains are blocked to the Way. Their brains are hardwired to enforce the social programming indoctrinated since birth. Unlike you, they cannot break out of this programming because they have not yet experienced the necessary revolution of mind. These programmed people take social institutions and rules very seriously. Society is full of games programmed to keep people's minds occupied so they will not revolt. These games often cause sick fixations on peculiar protocols, power structures, taboos, and domination. All subtle forms of human bondage. This distinct form of madness is not only tolerated by the masses, but insisted upon. The programmed ones believe in rules so forcefully, they become willing to destroy anyone who violates them. Wayseers are the ones who call their bluff. Since Wayseer minds are free to reject social programming, Wayseers readily see these social institutions for what they are, imaginary games. Wayseers comfort the disturbed, and disturb the comfortable. Helping those who are lost in these games and refuse to help themselves is the calling of many Wayseers. Since Wayseers are the ones who keep contact with the original source of reality, they are able to disrupt societal conventions and even governments to realign humanity with the way. The Wayseers are an ancient lineage, a kind of priesthood, carriers of the flame, ones in the know. There must always be Wayseers to reform the dizzying, psychotic spinning wheels of society. Giant, mindless hamster wheels obscuring the pure blue sky, keeping humanity shackled in a darkened cage. So Wayseers are called to shed light on the madness of society, to continually resurrect the timeless, transcendent spirit of truth. Wayseers reveal this divine truth by devoting themselves to the birth of some creative or disruptive act expressed through art or philosophy, innovations that shake up industry, revolutions for democracy, coups that topple hypocrisy, movements of solidarity, changes that leave a legacy, rebellions against policy, spirit-infused technology, moments of clarity, things that challenge barbarity, watersheds of sincerity, momentous drives for charity. We are all the same, you know, 'cause we're all affected by the way. We are all the same, you know, 'cause we're all attracted to the flame. This is your calling, Wayseer. You found your tribe. Welcome home.
www.mg.show. Welcome home. Boom.